It's here and now, and we want to take a moment now to note the passing of Daphne Caruana Galizia, the 53-year-old journalist called the anti-corruption warrior, assassinated this week in a targeted car bombing on the island of Malta. The opposition leader there said her murder represented the collapse of democracy and freedom of expression. The Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, a frequent subject of her investigations, said nobody can justify this barbaric act. Robert Mahoney is Deputy Executive Director of the Committee to Protect Journalists, the nonprofit Press Freedom Group. He joins us now. And Robert, tell us about Daphne Galizia.
Well, she was a one-woman warrior, as you just said. And she made it her life's work as a journalist to root out corruption and expose wrongdoing on the island of Malta. And all the people that were the target of her investigations, she knew. And so she made lots of enemies. But she was a wonderful journalist, a very vibrant person, and someone who really was unique in that island society.
Is anyone taking responsibility? And remind us, you know, why she was working so hard to root out corruption.
Well, no one's taken responsibility, as far as we know, for this targeted assassination. Mm. And, you know, Malta is a country which has been plagued by corruption because it has weak institutions of state. And so what happens in this situation is that journalists often step in to fill in the gap. And she didn't have the protections that journalists, say, in the United States would have.
Well, and you say that. We have been speaking with journalists recently who have had to have armed protection because of the, you know, hostilities during the presidential campaign, for instance. What is the sense of the safety of journalists today?
You know, there's never really been in the history of the Committee to Protect Journalists a more dangerous time to be a journalist. There are more journalists being killed around the world, more journalists being jailed around the world for their work than at any time in the 36-year history of this organization. And so the kind of work that Daphne was doing is very dangerous. And unless you have the protections of the rule of law and of the courts, then you're very exposed.
Yeah. Robert Mahoney, Deputy Executive Director of the Committee to Protect Journalists, on the death of Daphne Caruana Galizia in Malta. Robert, thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.